Happy, beautiful day to everyone around the world. You're listening to the Music Power Hour. I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
Hey, Sloan, how's it going out there? How's Katona?
It's going very well. How's it going in there, New York?
The studio is abuzz because we have a wonderful special guest here with us for our pre-Tony Awards show. We're going to be celebrating the Tony Awards. We have producer Scott Morrow here of the Best Revival Play of the Year with us. So we're excited to celebrate him, his work, The Glass Menagerie, and also talk about the Tony Awards this year.
Can't wait.
I know. This is a fun show. And we're going to play the best songs of the year from all these great musicals that are being celebrated for the Tonys. And we're so happy to have you, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Sloan, how is it out in your world? Are you
excited? Good. I'm just so sorry that I'm not there in the studio with you guys.
Well, we're sending you
love.
Scott,
thank you so much for joining us today. It's really an honor and a pleasure to be listening to you from our satellite studio here in Katona.
Yes, we miss you.
Well, so what do you think? Are you excited about the show?
Oh, yeah.
The awards?
Absolutely. I was not... I'm excited and nervous.
Yeah.
It's a nice mix.
This is your first time nominated for a Tony.
Yeah, after all these years.
Gosh.
Finally.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, you know, we're going to be celebrating Scott, and we're going to be talking to him live about all the work that he's done, and we're going to be celebrating the best musicals and some of the songs from Revival of this year's Best Tony, as well as some of the new musicals. And why don't we kick it off with some of Rocky's best. Here's Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. To the Music Power Hour. I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
And that is a song from the musical Rocky, which actually is on Broadway right now. Actually, that's a song from the movie, from Rocky III, but the actual soundtrack to the musical hasn't come out yet, so we're playing a little bit of Survivor just for all of you guys out there to listen to, enjoy, and start your pre-Tony show if you're going to be celebrating.
That's right, feeling stronger every day.
and I love the Eye of the Tiger. It's such a great song.
It is in the show.
Absolutely.
It is in the show, and it's a great, exciting
And you saw the show.
Yep.
Tell us how great it is or what you thought of it.
Well, you know, the Winter Garden has been transformed. So, you know, they tell the story. Mm-hmm. And Andy Carl, who's Rocky, is fantastic. He's a great guy. And he's wonderful. And it's his first time Tony nomination.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and he's a really sweet guy. And for the fight, they have the first 8 or 10 rows are like VIP people. And they have credentials around themselves as if they're at a sporting event. Mm-hmm. They actually get up out of the audience, go up on stage, sit in bleachers, and this giant boxing ring descends from the ceiling of the theater over those 8 rows that are now vacant.
Wow.
So that center ring is now totally surrounded mm-hmm. by the audience. And you scream and yell like you're at a boxing match. And they have these big video screens, so you feel like you're watching ABC Sports.
Right, right.
And an actual arena event.
It's the
last 20 minutes are exhilarating.
Yeah.
Just wonderful.
Amazing.
So Rocky, which is produced by Sylvester Stallone, is on Broadway.
Correct.
And we're here with producer Scott Morrow from Scott Morrow Entertainment, who has produced The Glass Menagerie on Broadway, which is Tony nominated. And you've also been part of, I'm going to read your bio later, but Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Nice
right.
Work If You Can Get It, and lots of other great shows and people. So what an amazing array and resume that you have. And I guess I can't wait to hear all your stories.
Thanks.
Or a few of them.
Yes,
or a few
exactly.
of them, right. But if you're listening out there, we're spreading a lot of Tony love, a lot of Broadway love to you. Call us in at 877-480-4120. Go to our Facebook page. Like us at the Music Power Hour with Austin Merle and Sloan Wainwright. Let us know what you think of future shows, themes, songs you'd like to hear. Or just tell us how you're doing in your life, because we'd love to hear from you. You can also go to our websites, giftsfromaustin.com or sloanwainwright.com, and let us know how you're doing, because we'd love to hear from you. So, Sloan, what's your favorite musical that you've seen that you
well,
remember?
Well, you know, I'm sorry to say that I haven't. I mean, my favorite in my whole life. That
yeah,
I've
you could talk
seen,
about
I
anything. I mean,
well,
you know, I know you and I saw If Then a while back.
Right. Well, this year I feel like I've really fallen by the wayside. There's so many shows that I want to see, and I'm totally behind. I did not make it to the Tonys. I only saw If Then. But I'm very grateful for that. So let's see. My favorite show I ever saw was probably the first show I ever saw. It was when I was a kid and I lived in England, and I saw Oliver.
Oh, right.
When it first came out. That had a huge, I mean, it just
Can
hit me
some
like
more
a ton
place?
Of bricks. Love that one.
What about you, Scott? What's your favorite play or musical? You could talk about anything.
I would think my favorite musical, kind of classic, is either Fiddler on the Roof or My Fair Lady. Because
I
saw a revival of My Fair Lady at the St. James, mm-hmm. where Bullets Over Broadway is now.
Wow.
And it was spectacular. And I said, oh, now I get it. Because
I
had only seen the movie.
Show.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's almost perfect, I think.
Yeah.
But Fiddler on the Roof, when I was a kid, I saw it. And they're doing a revival next season. It's the 60th anniversary, I think. Coming up.
Amazing.
And
that's also an amazing show with amazing music, amazing songs.
All these amazing shows. And since we're talking about amazing shows, let's celebrate more great music right here on the Music Power Hour. Here's a little bit from the Carole King musical. Here's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment? Can I
listening to the Music Power. That was Jesse Mueller, who's Tony nominated for the musical Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which is a great show. I haven't seen it yet, but I just love the music of Carole King. And, you know, you're listening to our Tony show. We're talking to Tony nominated Scott Morrow, and you're listening to the Music Power Hour. Broadway stars have been biting the nails off their jazz hands all season long in anticipation of the race of this year's Tonys, which are going to be hosted by Hugh Jackman for a fourth time. Many theater insiders have deemed this the most exciting and unpredictable contest in years, and the showdown for best musical include Carole King, as you just heard, Disney's Aladdin, and in the acting categories you have first-time nominees Neil Patrick Harris from Hedwig and Bryan Cranston, who's playing LBJ in the presidential All the Way, among the contenders. In addition to stage veterans Idina Menzel and Sutton Foster, who you'll hear later on our show. As always, it's a one night of the year that viewers can just get a sample of the Great White Way at its best. All the theatrical offerings live from Radio City and also from the comfort of your own living room. And we're talking about it here and all these wonderful, great shows. And I can't wait to hear more of your stories and talk to you about the work that you do, Scott. So we're excited. So you guys have to stay tuned. And before we head out, we want you guys to know that we're sending lots of love to you and lots of Tony love. Here's a little bit more of the Tonys. Here's Piece of My Heart. That is the incomparable Mary Bridget Davies singing Piece of My Heart. And we're just celebrating the Tonys here. We have such an exciting show, celebrating the 2014 Broadway season together. And we're here with Tony-nominated producer Scott Morrow. So take a deep breath. Let us take your ears on an auditory spot treatment, because we're going to Broadway on this hour of the Music Power Hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique Decoq.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Hassania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Do you hear the people sing? From Les Miserables, Tony nominated for Best Revival Musical of the Year. And we're celebrating the Tony Awards right here on the Music Power Hour. Austin Marola here.
And Sloan Wainwright.
Sloan, I love Les Miserables, and it just keeps coming back, and it's so good. It's so great.
it keeps coming back, whether in a
movie form, or musical form, or just in your living room or on radio. It's just unbelievable. And we have Tony-nominated producer Scott Morrow is here, and I'm excited just to have you here. It's just we're going to celebrate you and your life today. How's that feel?
Great. Unusual. Great.
So I'm going to read a little bit of your bio. For those of you around the world who don't know about this gentleman, this is Scott Morrow. He's an award-winning executive producer, creator of theatrical productions, live events, and television specials. Before establishing his own production company in 1993, Scott Morrow Entertainment Incorporated was director of network specials for Walt Disney Television, serving as executive producer and creative director on all of Disney's NBC specials. Since starting SME, Scott has served as executive producer, director, and consultant on many of the entertainment industry's most star-studded award galas, concerts, and television specials. And on Broadway, he's the producer of the critically acclaimed revival of The Glass Menagerie, starring Terry Jones and Zachary Quinto, as well as the hit musical Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which won the Tony for Best Costume Design, as well as done so many other things and worked with so many people, which we'll talk about that. But welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And by the way, that is just in a 156th of his amazing.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on. Yeah. I'm reading it. I'm overwhelmed.
Let's talk about the Tony nomination. What did it feel like when you got nominated?
It's wonderful. I used to work on the Tony Awards with all the different regimes. I worked with Alex Cohen, and then I worked with Gary Smith, and I worked with Walter Miller. So I was on the other. I've been on the other side. So I still am very close with the publicist, the director, the talent people, everyone. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, they've been texting me all week. Are you excited? You know, we'll see you Sunday.
Aww.
And so it's really, it's unbelievable to be on the other side.
Yeah.
It really is.
And most deserve it, too. So
thanks.
This show has gotten so much acclaim, The Glass Menagerie, and I know as a kid in high school, as most kids here in the United States, this is one of those plays that are, it's part of the curriculum, and it's just an amazing piece of American, American theater. So tell us about this production, why it's so special.
It's all about John Tiffany, the director. He had a concept that was very much in keeping with Tennessee Williams, how he wanted to approach it. It always was supposed to be more of a memory play. Mm-hmm. And you know right from the beginning with Zach Quinto how he you know, how he approaches the opening of the show, and the designer. There's when we were nominated for set design and lighting design, it's just the whole thing has just taken everyone's heart, and that's why I wanted to get involved, because I knew from when it tried out it up in Boston, I'm in Harvard, that it was going to be just terrific, and it was always one of my favorite plays. So I really fought to be on this. I really,
oh, really?
Wanted
okay.
to be a part of this. And the lead producer has been a colleague for over 20 years. So we had, you know, I just...
So
I
this was something you heard about and then you wanted, you went
Well,
after.
Even before I had heard, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that as a producer, there's lots of projects that come across your desk and then there's some that you kind of, you hear about and then you...
Right.
Yeah, I guess you...
And every show is different. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are certain shows where you say, that would be great, mm-hmm. and I'd like to get involved from the beginning and make it happen, and you call up, you know, the star, or you call up a, you know, if it's a musical, you call up a composer, and you put the project together. And then there are others where you say, I want to be part of that, and I hear it's happening.
Right.
And, you know, some you can, some you can't. But you do start to get a lot of different types of projects that come across your desk if you live long enough.
Now, are you the type of producer that... because you've had many different roles in your life, that you get involved, like there's a director and there's a producer, they go, you know, they work together, or are you kind of like when a director does his thing, you let him do and then you just kind of...
A mix.
You're a mix.
A mix. Like I did a big tribute to the 100th birthday of Richard Rodgers, where we had about 20 stars each doing a number from Oklahoma, from The Sound of Music, et cetera, et cetera. And there are times when the piece isn't working, and then you do get involved. Mm-hmm. And then there are times where you back off. You have to, you know,
right.
So I'd have to know the smartest way to approach it to get what you want. I was doing a show for Disney. This is a funny story. And it was a wonderful actress was trying to do this number. And we were on location. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. And she just couldn't do the number. And she couldn't get it. And I said, and I noticed that the beautiful costume, but the hat was overpowering. And I said, why don't we try it once without the hat? And the costume designer said, that's it. I'm walking off the show if she doesn't do it with the hat. Someone I had known forever. And I just looked at him and I said, really? Over a hat? Where, you know, where the dancers are going to drop dead soon. They keep doing the number. She can't. Well, sure. I said, we'll try it once without the hat. Sure enough, she nailed it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
First take. So then I said, okay, now we can do it as long as we have something in the can.
Right.
This was a $400 million NBC special,
right.
You know, it's
wow.
Like, but you just sort of have to know when you're going to put your foot down and
right.
and when not to.
And you knew it. That's great.
It was a riot. It was really funny. It was like 1 a.m. We still couldn't get the number to completion. And
well, it's exciting. Let's hear a little bit of one of a piece from a Tony nominated show that you produced. I guess it was not last year, the year before.
Correct.
Let's hear a little bit of the finale from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Broadway Tony nominated musical Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and we're here with the producer from that show, Scott Morrow, and we're talking to him about all of your great work as he's rolling his eyes.
Exactly.
You can't see it. Well, listen, you know, sometimes in our lives, we do need to celebrate ourselves. And this is a time that you get to celebrate yourself. So really, congratulations.
Thanks.
And Sloan, I don't know about you, but, you know, a question I have is, when did you know that this was something that you wanted to do, becoming a producer?
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I want to know how you got here.
Yeah. It was a blessing and a curse. I grew up on Long Island. And I knew when I was in fifth grade what I wanted to do. I knew what it was, my destiny, and why God put me on earth. Isn't that crazy?
No.
Drives my son nuts. He's like, how did you know? I know exactly what it was. And it was Mary Poppins. And I was a little kid, and I was so in awe of the mixture of animation and live action that I just said, I just want to make people go wow and have the feeling that I had. I never wanted to be in front of the camera. I just wanted to be involved with this business that could just take you to heaven. And fortunately, it was really great. I got to work with Julie Andrews, and I got to work with her now three times. But the first time, it was so amazing. And I was like so professional, and I was putting together this whole tribute to her from the Broadway community. So I had all her great, you know, great co-stars each doing a song, and it was a big deal. And Carol Burnett was presenting the award, and we did a clip package, you know, and I wanted to be totally professional and not that little kid. But I had one moment privately where I was able to tell her, you know, and then, you know, it was just great.
How was she? Was she?
Oh, she's everything you dream of.
Oh.
She's so wonderful that now that we've worked together, and like, she writes children's books. And when my kid was little, she sent me the books unsolicited, just with a note. Thought you know, some great bedtime stories you might enjoy.
That's
so great.
Wow.
But that also speaks to you, Scott, you know.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, thanks. But it was, I really did know. And so I went to school, majored in communications and television, blah, blah, blah. And the first job I had was doing publicity and advertising, first for a movie company, and then I did all Broadway advertising. So that makes it really unbelievable, is to sort of grow up in the business and work on both sides of it. And now the people that were my colleagues for all these years, you know, we all, it's a community. It's a real sense of camaraderie.
That's so great. Well, we're going to hear more from Scott Morrow and all the great work that he's done coming up more on the Music Power Hour. But before that, we're going to hear some more Tony-nominated music from this year's Broadway. Here's James Monroe Englehart singing Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Bam-up, wop-wop, biskibbity-doo, bam-ba-dam-ba-wan-up, wop-wop, biskibbity-wop-wop, wani-ya-na-na, can you give me a body-yaddy-yadda,
body-yaddy-yadda,
good scotty-wop,
scotty-wop,
everybody, dibbity-bobbity-boo,
bibbity-bobbity-boo,
wop-a-wop-a-wop-a-wop-a-wop. A thousand tales. We master you in luck, cause up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic never fail. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Fella.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloane Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power Hour.
At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloane.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hi, this is Joanna Croats at The Woman's Playbook on talkingalternative.com. Join us every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. We're talking about the rising she economy and about women entrepreneurs and their growth, their triumphs, and the businesses they run, which is different than the way men run businesses. Every Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. on talkingalternative.com. It will help you start, run, and grow your business.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Mr. Navarro, forgive my intrusion. I needed to see you and see you today. Mr. Navarro, Mr. Navarro. I have arrived at a stunning conclusion, and I feared I would lose my resolve if I didn't come here directly to see. I've decided to marry you. I've decided, though Henry's gone, that life goes on for me. I have thoroughly thought it through, and the man that I want is you. Though it's true there are quite a few who strongly disagree. Nonetheless, I will marry you. I confess that I'm frightened too. I am wrong, you long for love as much as I. This is quite unconventional, I'll admit, but why should that matter a whit? And if you do not say yes at once, I think I'll die.
And you're listening to The Music Power. That is Lauren Worsham from A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, the Tony-nominated musical, and that's a song called I've Decided to Marry. Beautiful song, and it has the most Tony nominations for the year. It's a quirky new musical, and it's getting all the it's winning all the other awards out there, and Sunday it could very well just win the big prize. Have you had a chance to see it?
Oh yeah, Scott? Oh yeah. It's based on the movie. Is it Kindheart and Coronets?
I know it was something that was written a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I think Alec Guinness played it, and now Jefferson Mays is doing it.
I know, and he gets to play all the people in
like
the
eight
family
or 10 that, people, right.
that gets killed off.
Right.
Not that we're giving the show away, but it is pretty fun. And we're sending love out to John Pinkard, who's a friend of mine, who is a producer of that musical. And we're wishing him good luck this Sunday. And we're talking to Scott Morrow about his great work. I mean, so we have so much to talk about, and I want to hear more about the stories from the things that you've produced. I mean, you've worked with Liza Minnelli, Cher, Frank Sinatra, Diana Ross, to name a few people, and you were just saying, you told me you had a funny story about Frank Sinatra?
Oh, yeah. I worked with Sinatra for like 18 years until he retired, and which one should I tell? Okay, I have a good one. When Frank, Dean, and Sammy were going on tour, they flew me from New York to L.A. for the press conference, and we were going to do a photo shoot. And it was really cool. You know, I was young. And we're at Chasen's, which was in its day a very famous restaurant in Beverly Hills. So you're on the stage, and we bring them out. They're in their tuxedos, and it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. So there's huge press. And afterwards, we're doing a photo shoot in the back of the restaurant. So we have the entire place set up for as a photo studio with the psych and such. And a car hits a phone, telephone pole, and the whole area is blacked out. No power. And I've got Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis all chain smoking, sitting on the side of the stage in their tuxedos with no air conditioning.
Oh, my God.
And the whole crew is just waiting.
Wondering when they can get a drink.
Right, exactly right. So then we finally, finally get power back. And we start the photo shoot. And I think Sinatra maybe did 5 photos, maybe 10. That's it, right? And I'm in the back watching. And I go, wait a minute. And everyone is silent, like, oh, my God, who's daring to speak? So I said, wait a minute. I said, you can't stop. And he says, kid, what do you need? Come up here. So I go up and I said, look, we're going on tour. This is going to be huge. I need one sheets. I need front of house. I need marquee. I need three shots. I need, you know, singles. I said, I'm out here from New York. This is the only chance I'm going to have with all three of you, you know, together and dressed. And there's like, you could tell that like the whole place was tense, like that I dared speak. And he goes, all right, let's give the kid what he wants. And as I'm walking back, all these like IATSE guys are like patting me on the back. Those are the Teamsters, the crew. They're all patting me on the back that I even had the nerve to, but I was there to do a job.
That's great.
And I think he got that.
That's great.
He got that. I didn't have many contact with him. It was mostly his manager or his publicist.
That's great.
When I, but it was real. I just, you know, sort of like that New York reaction. Wait a minute, we have a job to do. You know. So it was what an, it really was an honor, though. And he, I'll tell you this: even when we played the Meadowlands for his birthday, which was when he was 75, and that was a CBS special, he still was such a perfectionist. He was vocalizing right to, until the minute that they brought him on, that the voiceover brought him on. I was there with him, and it was like an upright piano. And his musical director, and he just still cared about the music and still cared about his performance.
Wow. Well, we're here, for those of you out there around the world, we're sending you lots of Tony love because we're celebrating the Tonys that are on this Sunday on CBS, and we're talking to Tony-nominated producer for The Glass Menagerie, Scott Morrow, and we're celebrating the great work that he's done in all the many years that he's produced all these wonderful TV shows and musicals and programs. And we also want to say to you, if you want to call us in at 877-480-4120 because we'd love to hear from you guys. And you've also produced, we're going to play another song, you've produced... Kelly O'Hara, is that true in a program that she did?
Well, I actually, yeah, Kelly, I worked with Kelly twice. We just did the 30th anniversary of the New York Pops at Carnegie Hall, and we did a tribute to Julie Stein, who wrote Gypsy, etc., Funny Girl.
Excellent.
And Danny Kaye, and then Frank Lesser, who wrote Guys and Dolls and Most Happy Feller. And that was really fun because we like Megan Hilty did a song from, did Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, and Kelly O'Hara did a number, and we just went right down the list and had all these great Broadway stars, Tony Yazbek and Nick Adams from Priscilla, and it was like a 60-piece orchestra.
Wow.
So it's really cool when you get to call somebody up and say,
oh my gosh,
would you like to do a song at Carnegie Hall with a 60-piece orchestra? You know, it's really, you know, it's Stephanie
Maybe.
Block did, yeah, Stephanie Block did a number, and Laura Osnes, who was
Excellent.
In Cinderella, did a number.
Wow. Well, let's hear a little bit from the Tony-nominated musical Bridges of Madison County. Here's Stephen Pasquale and Kelly O'Hara singing One Second and A Million Miles.
For the first time in my life, I am not outside the moment. With a camera in between me and the world, I think I know. For the first time in my life, I am somehow part of something. You surround me, you connect me, and I think I can't let go. For the first time in my life, you have opened up a channel. There is nothing to contain us. We are joined and we are free. For the first time in my life, I am risking something precious. I am asking you, Francesca, come with me. I can't tell you I know what the future will be. Who knows anything? I just look at those eyes. You've got so much to see. Let me show you there's crowds and camels and hillsides to climb. All I know is in all of the time, from man's first breath to God's last warning, you and I are just...
That's a little bit of One Second and a Million Miles from the musical Bridges of Madison County, which just unfortunately closed. But will be celebrated for sure at the Tonys this weekend, and you get a chance to hear Jason Robert Brown's beautiful orchestrations and lyrics and music from the show. And
Now the lead producer on Glass Menagerie, Jeffrey Richards, was the lead producer on Bridges of Madison County and All the Way.
Oh.
So that's my plug for Jeffrey Richards,
because
he's a longtime colleague. So he's had a really good season.
So so we're talking to Scott Morrow, who's Tony nominated for the Revival of the Year play, which is The Glass Menagerie. Let's tell people where they can reach you if they have questions. Do you have like a website that they can go to?
Yes, it's www.scottmorrowentertainment.com, and Morrow is spelled M-A-U-R-O.
Very nice.
What's really cool about Broadway, which I find is different than Hollywood, is that sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, another reason I wanted to get into this production was Cherry Jones was playing Amanda, the mom, and I worked with Cherry Jones 20 years ago on a show for Norman Lear at the Waldorf Astoria. And this is like, things are meant to be. When my lawyer called me and said the deal was done, okay, I went to a film downtown L.A. for a part of the L.A. Film Festival. And who do you think is standing right behind me online but Cherry Jones? And I looked at her, and we just hugged and everything else. And she said, it's been so long. And she had no idea. I said, would you believe that I literally just came on board Glass Menagerie?
Wow.
And we were so thrilled to be working together again. But what are the chances that she and I are going to see the same film out of the entire slew of, entries in the LA Film Festival? And it was like a hot Saturday night. I really didn't even think I was going to go, mm-hmm. but I decided to go.
Well, I definitely believe that things are meant to be. And we're just so happy that you are here. And we're celebrating the great work that you've done and all these, I'm loving your stories. And we're going to hear more coming up on our next segment, but we're celebrating the Tony. So wherever you are around the world, we're hoping that you're taking a nice deep breath in and celebrating the musicals that you love in your life, whether it's West Side Story or My Fair Lady or maybe the
Wicked.
Producers.
Don't forget
or
Wicked.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, Austin.
Yeah?
How about you?
Tell
us about your favorites. Come on.
Oh, West Side Story. I did that 20 years ago in high school, and I played Chino. He killed your brother. That was my big line. So I'm definitely, big West Side Story. And that never won Best Musical, believe it or not. But it's still beloved by theater goers and by actors and actresses around the world.
It was crazy competition.
I know.
Gypsy never won in its day.
Right. And
and Ethel Merman didn't win.
Wow.
Well, and it's interesting.
Competition.
You know, we've talked about this on the Music Power Hour before, but the whole award thing, it's really... You know, when someone is deemed, isn't everyone really deemed the winner?
If you get nominated, absolutely.
I believe that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an honor just being nominated. And with that, we're going to send you some more great music. Here's John Cameron Mitchell's The Origins of Love.
Earth was still flat, and clouds made of fire, and mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling kegs. They had two sets of arms, they had two sets of legs, they had two faces peering out of one giant head, so they could watch all around them as they talked while they read, and they never knew nothing of love. It was before all, the origin of love.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Well, I'm going to Nashville, the country music capital of the world. My son lives there and works in the cellophane plant. He's got three little boys not old enough to be in school yet. I don't know how I feel about a house full of children.
It's hot in here.
I had eight children myself. Stevie, the youngest, I lost him to Korea. Harvey's the only other boy. The girls, of course, are scattered to the winds. They made such beautiful brides. Sorry, dear.
I hope you have a nice visit.
Oh, it's not a visit. Maybe we'll move. And I tell you what, though, and I know you won't think well of me for it, but I am right tired of children.
Look at her skin, china white, tissue thin. Look how the light cuts clear to the bone.
And that's a little bit of Sutton Foster singing That's On My Way, which is from the Broadway revival of Violet. And we're talking to Scott Morrow. I'm Austin Marola here for the Music Power Hour. And?
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
Yay, and we're celebrating the Tonys, which are live this weekend. Hugh Jackman is going to be hosting it on CBS 8 o'clock. Tell us.
He's incredible.
You have a story about...
I produced the Museum of Moving Image salute to Hugh Jackman, which was about 2 years ago here in New York. And it was great fun because he totally trusted my selection of all his movie clips. So it would be like, a different celebrity would introduce each clip, someone he starred with in the movie. And it was one after the other. And then at this party for Les Miserables, he loved it. He talked to me like I was Fellini, for God's sakes. You know, how did you choose this film? How did you choose that one? The clip selection. It was very cool. So then that Saturday night, you're going to laugh at this, but that Saturday night, Donnie and Marie were doing their Christmas show at the Pantages in L.A. So here we were all in New York, and I went back to L.A., and I'm going to the Pantages, and who's walking towards me is Hugh Jackman and his wife. I thought, I go right up to him, and of course security is like, no, you can't be here, you can't be here. And he goes, wait a minute, I know this guy. How are you, mate? And then he says, I said, Hugh, you got to stop following me. It's embarrassing. You know, we were like Thursday night in New York at this event, Friday night at the party for Les Mis, and Saturday night at Donny Marie's Christmas show at the Pantages. I have to tell you, and that Donny Marie show was absolutely fantastic.
That's great.
It was like old-fashioned show business, and they sold out like every performance in LA, and it was fantastic.
Yeah. So I have one more question for you. What are you most proud of?
Okay, career-wise, I'm most proud of being a survivor and loving the industry to my soul and getting the opportunity for the universe to put all the dots together and that I've been doing what I want to do, ups and downs, but overall working with incredible people I dreamed of. When I would watch these award shows and want to be part of that community as a kid on Long Island, I'm really so grateful and excited about that. And The other thing, my best production is my son, who's 21 and a terrific kid, and we've been best friends since the day he was born.
What's his name?
Jason Morrow.
There you go. And he just graduated from...
He just graduated Emerson and wants to write for film and television, and he's very funny, a little bit dirty.
And you must be a very proud dad. So,
I am. Everyone knows that he's more important to me than anything.
Oh. Well, we're so happy to celebrate your work, and we're sending you lots of love for this weekend.
Sweet.
And just have fun and enjoy all the great moments.
Yes, and watch the Tonys Sunday night.
You totally will.
Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time on CBS.
There you go. Why don't we hear a little bit of Idina Menzel before we break out? But here's Idina Menzel from the musical If Then.
You learn to take your coffee black. You learn to drink your whiskey neat. You learn to take the shower cold and sleep on tired feet. You learn to order dinner in. You learn to send the laundry out. You learn how to amuse yourself. You learn to live without love. You tell yourself you're rich at last, in money and in time. You draw a bath and then unplug the phone. You pour yourself a Pinot Clos de Val 2003. You sit a spell, a queen upon her throne. You go to bed alone. Shades at night and double check the locks. You learn to speak so calmly when your heart.
That's the incomparable Idina Menzel, also known as Adela Dazeem, to all those people out there, and John Travolta. That's from the musical If Then. That's Tony nominated. She's Tony nominated. And we're listening to these great songs from the Tonys this year, and we're so excited to have Scott Morrow, who's producer of the Tony-nominated show, Revival Play of the Year, The Glass Menagerie. Thank you so much for being part of our show.
This was fun. Thank you.
And we want to send you all a lot of love, and I want to send you off with some auspicious words from Austin today. What is it about being a producer? Having the foresight to know when something will be grander and more than it is. Making it come to life from the canvas or page to the stage and screen. It just takes someone to believe in you and your work. That's what it comes down to. Belief. Someone says the words, I believe in you. I believe in you. Has anyone in your life ever said those beautiful words to you? Have you said it to yourself lately? What is it about belief? I know many of you find the strength in your higher power, whether he or she is called God, Buddha, Allah, Vishnu, or maybe the universe. I think it's important to have something or someone helping you feel grounded and uplifting when you need it. I know that's where I find my strength. But what if that higher power planted a seed that was from them into you when you were born? Let's say that now you are also part of that higher power, all on your own, possessing the ability to make powerful creations on your own. And nothing could hold you back because you are that source. You are that perfect creation, generations into the making, here today to set forth a beautiful array of whatever you want to create, manifest, and be. What's holding you back? You're already perfect. The show has already been written. Now you have to put it down and make it come to life. Belief is the cart before the wheel. Instead of seeing is believing, believe, and you will see. For everyone out there listening, please know, I believe in you. Believe in yourself, because I believe in you. So we love you, and we love you, Scott. We're wishing you all the best this weekend. We know you're going to have a lot of fun.
It will be fun, and that was beautiful what you just shared.
Thank you. And and Sloan, we love you. Thanks for calling in.
I love you guys too, Scott. Thank you so much for your beautiful, inspirational words today. It's wonderful to hear you speak about your work, and so inspiring, because obviously you love what you do. And special congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we want to thank all of our listeners, our family, our friends, our producer, Sam Leibowitz, Janice Taylor, and everyone out there around the world for being part of our music power, our family, our teacher, Susan Harris Lane. And wherever you are, we're hoping you're having a special Tony-filled week. And we're sending you lots of love. Here's some more great music. Stay tuned next week. We're going to have a fun show on the Music Power Hour. And also next coming up, the Women's Playbook is on the Talking Alternative Network. So here's some more great music from the musical Rocky. I'm going to fly now. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power,
Power
Hour,
at 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloan.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
talkingalternative.com.